Good evening, and welcome to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. I'm Julie Mayer. I'll be your hostess for the next hour of enlightenment, communication, and just plain fun as I take live calls and chat with my sidekick, Janet. Tonight's thought-provoking topic is orbs. I would like to say a very special hello to any first-time listeners. Welcome aboard. We are so glad to have you along for the ride. This hour goes by very quickly, so buckle up and don the appropriate headgear. I'd like to say a special thank you to the folks at Chena Hot Springs and Resort, 60 miles north of Fairbanks, Alaska. What better way to spend a weekend than boiling oneself in a lake, touring an ice hotel, which you are locked in for 30 minutes with folks swilling apple teenies, eating greenhouse fresh salads, riding horses while looking for black bears, and learning about geothermal energy. If you find yourself in Fairbanks and you want to learn about geothermal energy, give Chena Hot Springs a visit. You'll be glad you did. The Ice Hotel was featured on the Discovery Channel last winter. It's a very cool place, and I mean that literally. If you're just finding your way around here at BBS Radio, please click on the show title and go to my homepage. This way you can get to know me and my philosophy. Who am I? Why am I a reader? What do I have to offer the world? And why am I in Alaska? If you're enjoying this show, please access the archives to listen to the other action-packed episodes. We haven't solved the planet's problems or explained why I prefer Pomeranians as house guests, but we do have fun. Our intention is to lighten up the planet and to help a few hearts heal along the way. On the homepage, you will also find the toll-free from anywhere on the planet call-in numbers. Use those to call in for your mini readings tonight. You will also find my contact information if you would like to schedule a personal and private reading with me, and we can do this over the phone or in person. Just shoot my Anchorage office an email. For those of you who don't know, if you can't get through on Station 1's toll-free numbers, you're encouraged to try Station 2's toll-free numbers. That means click on Station 2 and use the toll-free numbers listed there. You'll have a few more to pick from, and from what I hear, a better chance of getting through. I would love to gift you with a brief reading here on the show tonight. The purpose of mediumship readings is to let you know that your loved ones on the other side are accounted for and still very active in your life. Their messages are often filled with validation that they do see you, and they do love you very much. The purpose of this show is to let you know that I'm out there, or up here, as the case may be. I'm available for private readings, parties, seminars, and group readings, similar to those seen on TV. You can always find me here in Anchorage on Sundays and Thursdays at Stars of Alaska. It's a good idea to contact me directly for an appointment time. Walk-ins are always welcome if I'm not booked. I love Stars of Alaska. Plenty to look at while you're waiting for your reading. And you can purchase some beautiful crystals here, too. I also teach mediumship development circles to those who are serious and willing to expand their horizons. The standard I teach to is this: to educate readers to become professional psychic mediums. There is no woo-woo to what I do, and it is in no way a special gift for the select few. It's a technique that, if learned and applied, can help anyone to get in contact with their higher self, the psychic realm, and the other side. All it really takes is a sincere commitment. For those of you interested who are outside of Alaska, I'm in the process of setting up a teleconference class. If you're interested in attending, let me know. Mediumship is not a replacement for grief counseling and should never be used as such. If you find that you're stuck in the grieving process, please seek out a licensed professional grief counselor in your area. Psychic mediums are not grief counselors. As always, you're welcome and invited to call in for short mini reads on the show tonight. Check your current screen for the toll-free from anywhere call-in numbers. If you can't get through on Station 1, then go to Station 2. Once you are live on the air, please turn off your speakers. The feedback makes it impossible for us to hear and to understand you. Try to call in from a regular phone, as folks on cell phones and wireless are having a hard time hearing. Your on-air mini-reading will only scratch the surface of the message waiting for you. If you like my delivery and style and would like to schedule a private and in-depth reading with me, just click on the show title and follow it to my information page. You can email me via my Holistic Seek listing page or the direct email link on my homepage here at BBS. All queries are answered and phone reads are gladly booked. I also offer group reads for groups of 10 or more. If you're having a party and need something different, I would love to be your entertainment. We also have a party planner who would be happy to put together your event. She's Erica, the party princess, and she is hands down the best party and wedding planner I've had the privilege to meet. If you have any kind of event coming up and need some help, send an email and we'll get you in touch with Erica. When forming your questions tonight, please keep in mind that I'm not a reader who tells fortunes or predicts futures. All readings come from where your energy rests at the moment. I can't give medical diagnosis or financial advice. And really, if we knew the future, what would be the point of living in the moment? You form your future by the choices you make and the thoughts that you carry. Any information I share regarding this is based on energy available here and now. If you change one aspect, you have changed the future. Never give your future away to anyone outside of yourself. You are always the ultimate authority of your truth and your life's direction. The less you tell me about yourself, the more accurate I will be. Listening and processing long explanations takes me out of receiving mode. Please validate your reading with a simple yes, no, or I understand. Feel free, however, to email me feedback or to schedule a more in-depth and personal reading. Readers can't solve your problems, but they can help you to see them from a different perspective. We are only the translators for your message, not the originator. We often speak in symbolism, which then needs to be interpreted for you. Keeping that in mind, I'd like to say a short prayer to claim our space, and we can begin the show. Guides, guardians, angels, thank you for this time and thank you for this place. We ask that you surround us in a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road that we walk in this current lifetime. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher place. Friends and family who have crossed over, you're welcome and encouraged to come through at this time. We close the gate to beings of negativity, those who carry dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes. These readings tonight, here or hereafter, we call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually, and please surround us collectively. With that claiming of our space, we can start the show. Tonight I'd like to shoot the breeze with Janet about orbs. Feel free to call in at any time, and we'll break our chat to read for you. Hey, Janet.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I think my duck feet are about to dry out.
But yeah, we've been having a lot of rain, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, I hear our first beep. I'm going to go ahead and take that.
All right.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Sure. Do you have black hair?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, do you have black hair?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do.
Do you work in a library?
No, I don't.
Are you a book person?
Well, I'm just finishing reading a book.
Okay. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering what message you could give me, and I'm hoping to make a residential move, and I wondered if there was any comment on that or whatever you'd like to share with me.
Well, the book that you're reading is very important right now, and it's is it a fiction fantasy kind of a book?
It's called Angel's Crest.
Okay. It's not fiction, then. but it's making a difference in what you're doing in your plans right now and where you're going. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see a little bit of the correlation there.
Yeah, angels are very real. I'm a real angel person myself. Janet, do you believe in angels?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. They take us to where we need to go. Funny story for you here, Lisa. I've been looking for a house up here. My husband and I have been looking for a different house. And my friend Erica, the party planner, was out driving me around the other day, and she goes, you know, I just feel like I need to turn here, and I just feel like I need to turn here, and I just feel like I need to turn here, and I think we found the house. And it was not in a neighborhood we wanted to look in. I didn't, you know, the prices are outrageous there, and it's like, we found this house. So what the point I'm getting at is listen to the nudgings that they give you. When you feel like turning right or turning left, do it. When you see something that you like, go ahead and call on it because you just never know.
Okay.
Do you like the color blue?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have pink carpeting in your house?
No.
No?
No.
Did you ever have a room with like mauve or pink carpeting in it?
No.
Okay. I keep picking that up. Was there a house that you, this house that you're moving from? Is it
I would like to move.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I will, but I'm praying that I do.
I'm seeing you already moving.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing, the reason I'm bringing up this carpeting is because a long time ago, actually it was the first house I ever bought, had lovely mauve carpet. And I was so happy to leave that carpet. So, Janet, do you have anything for Lisa?
Well, I immediately saw an airplane. And heard my song, the song that I get when I'm traveling, leaving on a jet plane. So I think there is a move in her future.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where, but it's obviously a plane ride.
Lisa, I want to ask you, too. I keep seeing a really bright green around you. Is your heart very, very healthy?
As far as I know, it is.
Yeah, you're like Tigger. Doing, doing, doing. Yeah, and your heart is very giving, and you're a very loving person, and I feel like that's going to take you a lot of places.
Yeah.
I like you.
I try to be. I try to be very, I don't know.
Well,
I just care about people and their feelings, and I just believe you never know.
Well, you wear
well. If someone's having a hard day, if...
Yeah.
Just a little smile or just a little anything to anybody that would be a pick-me-up would make anyone feel good.
Well, know that I'm picking up, one, your beautiful black hair, and two, that gorgeous green color around you.
Okay.
So you have a happy heart and a happy heart chakra, which is really neat.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. I got to ask you, anything about Valentine's Day? Is that any birthdays or anniversaries around that time?
Oh, let's see, Valentine's Day. I don't know anyone in February that's got any...
Okay, I feel like somehow this is connected to your mom. Your mom is still here, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, something about Valentine's Day and mom is a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Okay.
Lisa,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, have a great evening.
Yeah, you take care, and thanks for being there.
Hey, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So just so everyone knows, for those that are having a hard time hearing the amazing Janet, we have her on a different microphone tonight, so that should make it easier for you to hear her. You'll want to hear what she has to say. She's got some interesting things. So, Janet, let's talk about orbs.
Okay.
What do you think they are?
Oh, I think they're spirits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spirits. Hanging around, wanting to be seen.
Just bouncing around?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's different sizes orbs, too, huh?
They are.
Yeah, little tiny ones and great big huge ones?
Yes.
Okay.
And some of them are even different colors.
Yeah, green and blue.
Yeah.
I noticed. Well, I heard another beep. Let's go ahead and take it.
Hi, this is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy. I'm doing well.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for being on the air.
Well, hey, I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Oh.
Any connection to Nebraska with you, Nancy?
Not that I know of.
Cornhuskers are the colors red and white?
Nope.
Okay. I got Nebraska. Feeling like school. College.
Nope.
Okay. Write Nebraska down. For some reason, it's really important and it's really hammering me.
Okay, I did.
Okay, is your dad's family from Nebraska?
No, Chicago.
Okay. Chicago, okay. I don't know. It's important. Red and white were the colors of my dad's everything.
Wow.
cars, trucks, houses, barns. He probably would have painted the kids red and white. So it has something to do with home and roots.
Oh, okay.
And dad, yeah. And it's important. And it's a bright red, so it's not a yucky red, so it's a healthy thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get water. Do you live near water? Or?
I'm about an hour and a half away from the ocean.
You having anything emotional going on, like big emotion?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. Did you have a specific thing you wanted to ask about, Nance?
Well, I just wanted to see if there was a message from my angel guides or any of my family that have passed over.
Is your mom cross?
Yes.
Yeah, she's right here. and I'm trying to hear a song. And she's the one that, she's flashing this red and white at me again, so it's going to make sense to you later.
Okay.
It's going to be a forehead slapper. Oh, don't. And I'm hearing a song in my head, and I can't get it out. And it's I'm No Angel. Greg Almond, I think, is the person that sang that. Do you know that song?
No.
I'm no angel. I can't sing very well, but...
I'm no angel?
I'm no angel by Greg Almond, who used to be in the Almond Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, he was married to Cher. Do you like Cher music?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is definitely from Mom, and it's... when he was married to Cher, he had a really big drug problem, but she loved him very much anyway. I think she still does.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a relationship like that? Somebody that you... is in your past that you still love very much?
No.
Okay. All right. Write it down.
I did.
Okay. Oh, that guy. All righty. Do you work with pink crystals?
I work with all type of crystals. I'm kind of like just getting into working. Yeah.
Okay. Go with the pink crystals. I'm really getting that. And what they're showing me is here at Stars, they have this. Little kids love these little girls, and they're lead crystal hearts, they look like diamonds. You know, they're just beautiful.
Oh,
and
okay.
They're just, woo, these are so pretty. but I really get the pink crystals, and I really get a lot of angelic energy around you. So you're some kind of a body or energy worker, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, use the pink crystals, and you can lay pink crystals wherever you think they're appropriate.
Okay.
So if you're working... I want to say Reiki, but it's not. If you're working with energy and you want to put pink crystals on every chakra, please do.
Okay.
It's okay. Is there an M-named female around you, like Martha?
Not, getting an not M-A-R. That I can think of.
Okay. I'm getting an M-A-R. And I'm hearing Marty, and I know Marty is not a girl's name.
Okay.
Are you opening a salon or a business?
No. I would sure love to, but no.
Okay. Well, let's be open to the possibility of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the feeling that you're going to be working with others, but on your terms, which means it's your place.
Is this like a healing-type place?
Yep, but I'm seeing it more like a salon for some reason. I want to call it that. Like we offer more than just healing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Come in here and spend the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would that have anything to do with possibly where I'm working now?
Do you work at somewhere now that has, like, curtains that they go through instead of doors, curtains?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, because I'm seeing you walking through curtains to do what you do.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it feels very, it's not normal business looking. It's like you walk in and everything's very soft and everything's very flowy and we don't walk through doors, we walk through curtains.
Oh, okay.
Real soft energies, yeah. And does the name Angels Among Us tickle your fancy?
Oh, my. My first business name was Angels on Earth.
Okay. Angels Among Us is what this one's going to be, I feel like. You're on a roll.
Yeah.
Cool. Janet, are you picking up anything else?
I see feathers. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but like white feathers.
Nancy, can you answer that for her?
Feathers?
Uh-huh.
I know occasionally I'll find a feather out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. That's your angels.
I see feathers around you.
Okay.
That's, to me, that's a clue from the boys. It's like, hello, calling card.
And I do know that I'm an angel in body.
Okay.
Cool. So maybe that's something with it, too.
Well, could be. Could be. I know the feathers are from the angels. They're a message from, I call them the boys.
Okay.
Yeah, angel energy's big stuff.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you definitely got
I
it
call
around.
On them all the time.
Yeah. Do you like the color magenta?
Yes.
Wear that.
Okay.
Like, do you like to wear flowy things, like really loose blouses and things like that?
Yes.
Okay, magenta. You can wear whatever color you want underneath it, but like real flowy.
Okay.
Almost a gossamer fabric. Okay, and I'm seeing a rainbow around you, too. That tells me, yeah, your energy is different.
That is so awesome to know.
Yeah.
Because I'm really striving for it.
Well, just be it.
Okay.
Just live in it. Live in the rainbow. Know that your energy is very good. And I see, I do see you working with other people, but I see it on your terms. Which means this is the standard that we're gonna strive for, and if you can't meet the standard, then you need to go somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. I'm getting that Nebraska thing again.
Oh, my goodness. I'm searching for my half-sister. I know I have a half-sister, and I know she's still alive.
Okay.
I just don't know her name.
Is this where Dad would come in?
Yes.
Is this where Nebraska might be happening?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can tell you for sure is that my half-sister showed up at my father's funeral, but I didn't know I had a half-sister at the time, and she didn't sign anything.
Okay. Okay, remember in the beginning I said, and this relates to Dad, and I'm getting Nebraska?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm looking Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah. Look around. I know they're called the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I don't know where they're at in Nebraska, but look around there.
Okay.
You can probably Google them and find out where the Cornhuskers are.
Oh.
That's quite a surprise at a funeral, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, I was so focused on helping my mother that I just didn't realize it. I mean, I saw someone that looked identical to my middle sister.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was very venomous towards her, and she came and left.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one's ever talked about it, so
This
is like a, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah. And, you know, I love her. I don't know her, and I love her. She's part of my family, and there's nothing bad about it.
Well, let's throw it out there to the angels, and they will help you find her.
Amen.
And I'm going to say turn your sights towards Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah. Go Huskers.
Okay.
Nancy, thank you.
Oh, God bless both of you. Thank you.
Aw, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
She was pretty fun.
She was fun. Wait, did you see that in your mind's eye? Did you see that rainbow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just...
Yep.
Yeah. I know after my mother died, I was finding feathers all over the place.
Yeah, I got a lot of feathers. I saw feathers and lots of colors, like a kaleidoscope.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, wherever she sets up to do this healing energy that she's going to do, she's going to be almost turning people away. Busy.
Yeah.
Very busy. So, well, there's another beep. Let's go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on a regular phone or a cell phone?
On my own line.
Okay. You've got a really bad connection.
Okay, let me try that.
Okay. Sounds like you're in a can. Let me ask you this. Does the name Pat make any sense to you?
Huh?
Uh-huh.
I know somebody
by the name of Kathy. Okay, I got Pat really clearly.
Pat.
Is there any way you can turn up the volume on your phone?
Okay, let me try that.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds about the same.
Oh.
Sorry. It's all right.
How does that sound?
Can you try to call right back in on another phone? like we're talking to a tiny mouse, and I'm afraid that no one else out there can hear you.
Yeah, I can barely hear her.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask you to try to call back in on another phone, okay?
Okay.
No, I'm gonna ask you to call back in on another phone, okay?
Okay, I'll call back.
Okay. Speed dial. So what do you think, why is the reason that there's little orbs and big orbs? Why do you think there's a difference?
You know, I don't honestly know. Sometimes I think it's the age.
Yeah.
But I'm not real sure how I feel about that, you know?
Yeah. I know there's some pictures I'm looking at right now. I'm going to talk about a little bit after we take this beep. And some of them are huge and bright, and some of them are just little tiny and happy.
Right.
So, very interesting. Okay, let's go ahead and take the next beep. Hello?
Hi, how are you, Julie? This is Kim from Fairbanks.
Hey! Hi, Kim!
Hey!
Was that just you?
Yes, it is.
Oh, awesome! How's it going?
It's going great. I just thought I'd call and see what might be picked up for...
I got the name Pat. And do you remember Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Do you remember the androgynous Pat?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was seeing. It's Pat.
Oh, too funny. Oh, dear.
Okay. Are you kind of going through life throwing caution to the wind, going, I don't really care how people judge me or what they think about me?
At this point, yes.
That's Pat.
Oh, okay. Please let it be that part, yeah.
Yeah, please don't look like that.
Oh, dear.
Janet, are you picking anything up on Kim?
I'm picking up, like, fairies and butterflies and dragonflies and all sorts of little things. And that typically means, like, a child or a just childlike behavior.
Okay.
Which kind of fits right into where you were going.
Going with Pat.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. All right, I like all of those. I like those. Yeah. So those are things I have in my life. So that's
uh-huh.
wonderful.
Yeah, awesome. Are you?
Yeah.
I keep smelling sage. Are you doing new and different smudge sticks?
I do have different. I just have different types of smudge sticks in my house. So I do like this. I like to burn sage. That's my thing. And clearing and.
Whipping any up to sell to the general public, Kim?
Did you say, was there any episode with the general public?
Are you making any smudge sticks to sell?
To sell? Oh, no, I haven't.
Could you?
I could.
I'm seeing that, and I'm seeing eBay.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm feeling like money's not going to be an issue for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, do what you do well and do it in mass.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Do you have
it? I wanted to tell you that I love your radio talk show. It's been wonderful.
Oh, thank you. It's so
yeah.
fun to be able to talk to people all over the place, huh?
Oh, great.
Did you have a good weekend in Anderson?
I certainly did. That was the first time going there, so that was a new experience for me. I love the music.
Good. Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we drove by there, and that's where all the troopers were.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Yeah, they were out and about.
Yeah. Kim, you are awesome. It is wonderful to hear from you. And if anybody needs really cool Alaskan smudge sticks, get a hold of me and I'll get you in touch with Kim.
Oh, great. Thank you. Back at you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Send
bye-bye. God bless.
Prosperity your way. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Yeah, Kim makes phenomenally wonderful things out of stuff she finds.
Cool.
Yeah. Baskets out of things we're looking at going, wow, how did you do that? So, yeah. Well, let's see, the streaks of light. What do you think the streaks of light are that we see?
I think it has something to do with spirits, but the energy is different.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I know, for me, when I'm around orbs, I feel like I'm around people.
Right.
And when I'm around streaks of energy, I feel like I'm around angel or thought. And it's...
Yeah, I know the energy is different.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some pictures, though, where we've got, like, misty things, and you can obviously tell there's, like, a person in there. And that's different than what I'm talking about.
Right, and that's different from orbs and the streaks of light. And that's another...
That's a whole other realm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So before someone calls and corrects us. No. I hear another beep. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Who's the lady that you told me to call you?
Okay.
You told me to call you back, and here I am.
Okay.
That other caller misunderstood. She said yes, that it was her. It was me.
Okay. Well, I got the androgynous pat from Saturday Night Live with her.
I know.
So you guys were supposed to call the way you called.
Okay.
I see a great big yellow smiley face, like from the 70s.
Oh, wow.
Are you a 70s girl?
Yeah, for a teenager. A teenager from that time, yes.
You want me to get that?
No, no, that's okay.
When you were 17, was that the best time in your life?
No, actually, it was one of the more difficult times.
Okay, is that something that you're coming to the close of? Are you working through it?
Probably. I mean, I think that will always loom around me, but...
Okay.
You know, I always had a yellow smiley face on my face.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling closure, and I'm seeing that smiley face.
Oh, good.
So it's a very positive thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I know the year 17 for me was a rough one, too. I think it was a rite of passage.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We had to grow up awfully quick.
Well, I'm still doing that.
Yeah. No, I think that's a never-ending thing.
Yeah.
We think we've done it. We reincarnated. It's like, man. Do you have fish?
No.
Did you ever have a goldfish?
Oh, yeah. Earlier.
Guess who's right here? We've got a goldfish here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it feels like, you know, most people have a dog or a canary or a cat.
Yeah.
You have a goldfish around you.
Okay, I'll take it.
That fish, and it's kind of funny because they say that they really don't have any feelings, and this goldfish really loves you.
Oh.
Was his name Barney or something like that? Like an N-E-Y name?
Yeah, I don't remember being close to any one of the fish that I had.
Well, this one loved you in spite of that. You feed me and that's good enough.
Okay.
Janet, what are you picking up?
I am picking up a little blonde-haired boy.
Oh.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Oh, good. He seems happy.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I see him playing with a ball.
Oh.
I'm getting the letter B. I don't know if...
Yeah, I don't know what that would be.
Was there a little baby bracelet? Do you have a little baby bracelet?
Maybe stored away somewhere.
Okay.
Nothing comes to mind immediately.
Look through your stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Here comes the fish again.
Okay.
Oh. Does the name Wesley make any sense to you?
I'm sorry?
Does the name Wesley make any sense to you?
Wesley?
Uh-huh.
Well, I knew a Wesley, someone's child was Wesley, and he's since grown up. I haven't seen him in ages, so.
Okay, he might be showing up.
Okay.
Yeah, yep.
I ran into his mother after almost decades of not seeing her. I ran into his mother a few months back, so that's really funny that you would bring that up.
Isn't it just so odd?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a birthday coming up pretty soon?
Bless your heart, I sure do.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you going to be 36?
Oh, heavens no.
Okay.
Add, Add 20 more years to that.
You're going to be 36, and you have the right to celebrate as such.
Feelings count.
They do. Yeah, you're very young at heart.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, 36 is a really good age.
Yeah.
That's before we understand what gravity does. Where'd you come from?
Yes, yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Somehow this ties in with Wesley for you.
Okay.
Your dad's mom, your grandmother's on the other side, is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did she pass of ovarian cancer?
On my dad's side?
Uh-huh.
She might have been struggling with that.
Okay.
She was actually hit by a car.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling like ovarian cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't get car at all.
Okay.
I don't. So in her mind?
Yeah.
I'm good with cancer. Car wrecks scare me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is there ovarian cancer in her side of the family?
Well, we're not real close to any of the family. The family's very fragmented, so I'm not really...
Congratulations, you're normal. She's showing me everybody I know that has or has had or has passed of ovarian cancer. So this is important.
Okay.
Okay. If you haven't gotten yourself checked out, you might want to do that.
Okay.
Okay. You have a daughter, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. We need to have the talk.
Okay.
I don't care if you don't like doctors, and I don't care if it's cold. Go. Does she have a daughter also?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is real important.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just, in my head, I'm having a conversation with your grandmother while we're doing this, and I keep asking her, what about the car? So they don't want to talk about that. It's not important to her. Was she very quick-tempered?
Yeah, I didn't know her, but yeah, I heard about her temperament.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Being feisty is good. Biting people isn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Does the name Ramona mean anything to you?
Ramona. I have to think about that. It doesn't immediately.
Okay. There used to be a book when I was a little girl that I loved Ramona and Beezus. And that's what I'm seeing. Are you a tomboy?
Not really.
Okay. Ramona and Beezus were, Ramona was always doing stuff to get in trouble. And Beezus was very, you know, played by the rules, did the right thing, ate all her dinner. Ramona would feed the dog.
Yeah.
That's like kind of a rebel or a tomboy kind of a type. And I'm feeling like I need to kid you about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so denial is not just a river. So, Janet, do you have any last things for her?
No, I'm just still seeing the little boy.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I submitted a proposal for some work to a gentleman who's head of a company, and I'm supposed to be hearing back from him, I hope, soon.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you saw that happening and if it was going to get approved and if I'll be able to earn an income off this.
Janet, what do you see?
I am getting a sentence that says, my career is one of creating a joyful life.
Yeah.
Okay.
So quit worrying about this and be happy.
Okay.
And let life unfold as it will.
Okay.
I'm seeing someone I know who was a proposal writer who ended up just leaving her job.
Yeah.
One day, and she's happier than she's ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's doing all right. I believe she started a nonprofit organization or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and is just happy.
Okay.
So I'm seeing her.
I've never had a full sentence come across like that.
Well, you know, I am working on starting a nonprofit, so that's
okay.
That's pretty funny that you would think of your friend.
Isn't this odd?
Yeah, isn't that coincidental?
And isn't it hilarious that Janet got a full sentence, and you're a writer?
Yeah.
I love how this works together.
Oh, yeah.
This is
yeah.
So cool. The friend that I'm referencing, and Janet knows this lady, too, it's like everybody thought she had lost her mind. We didn't think she lost her mind. We were very happy for her.
Yeah.
But she held a high position. I feel like the person that you submitted it to is very stuffy and stodgy. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Very self-absorbed and very egocentric is the word I want to use.
Okay.
He likes to be pursued.
Okay.
He likes to be called. I don't feel like you're up to that. Is that right? Massaging someone's ego?
Well,
if you want it, that's what you've got to do.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just, I was dabbling with the thought of giving him a call.
Oh, give him a few calls. We're going to nickname this man Mr. Manzy Pants because he's very full of himself.
Yeah, and I'm getting the word obnoxious.
Yeah.
Nothing personal, but that's what I'm getting.
Yeah,
I don't know him that well, but I guess I'll be getting to know him better.
Yeah, he likes himself a lot.
Okay.
So if you want to be his best friend, your favorite topic is him.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah. Janet, that was really cool. I think
that
you need to come up with a line of code.
It's like, whoa. Where does that come from? How
yeah.
come I don't get sentences for me?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, right?
All righty. Okay, well, thank you, ma'am, if you're still there.
I think she hung up.
I think you're right. Okay. Whoops. There's another one. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You're on.
Hi.
Don't do that.
I was... Pardon?
Don't dial the phone. You're on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hi.
Hi. Do you like potatoes?
I'm sorry?
Do you like sweet potatoes?
Oh, no. I can't stand them.
Okay. That's the first
farmer.
Thing I got.
And I got farmer.
And you got what?
Farmer.
Farmer?
Yeah. So there's something about...
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
All right.
I'm in the South, but no,
okay.
No farmer.
Okay.
No. But earlier when you got February 14th at Mom,
yeah,
that's my mom's birthday.
Ah, very
so
cool.
So maybe
happened.
You were picking up.
If you were listening,
maybe you were picking up on something earlier.
Well, we were probably picking up on you. I've had a lot of confirmations that this happens. That people that are listening, the reading's
mm-hmm.
actually touching them.
Yeah.
Like hitting.
Well, I was wondering if I could have a mini reading.
That's what we're doing right now.
Okay. Well,
the first thing I got was sweet potato.
No.
I'm still
my mom would like for me to, but no.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you something that John Edwards says, and I love John Edwards. Do you know who he is?
Mhm.
The reader. He says if your
head. Oh yes.
Okay. He goes, if I'm reading for you and your head is shaking back and forth and your mouth is saying no, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Write down sweet potato. It's important.
Okay.
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 Is your skin very tan?
No.
Like a sweet potato?
No.
Okay. Do you have skin problems?
No.
Okay. Write it down. I'm feeling like this is important. Because they're showing
okay.
me a sweet potato and they're showing me the skin.
Okay.
All right. Your mom is crossed. Is
I've
that
had
right?
moles removed.
Huh?
I've had moles removed in the past.
Okay, that's a problem with one skin.
Okay.
Yes. Janet, are you getting anything?
I just didn't like... I'm sorry?
I said, Janet, are you getting anything?
I am getting green vegetables. I'm getting greens, broccoli, cabbage. And these words are just coming across like on a marquee.
Okay.
Y'all are picking up on things I absolutely hate. There's a joke around the family that if it's green, I don't eat that.
Do you take vitamins?
I do take vitamins.
Okay. All right.
So.
Look into your supplements. Look into nutrition. I think
mm-hmm.
it's important, and it has something to do with skin.
Okay.
Is your mother's on the other side?
No, my mom's here.
She's here. Do you have another mother?
I'm adopted.
Yeah, okay. That would be another mother. Is your birth mother on the other side?
I don't know.
This is who's talking to me, and this is I'm feeling like mother, and I'm really feeling like skin, and I'm really feeling like nutrition is important.
Okay.
It's kind of cool to have two moms because one mom made the decision, the best decision she could at the time. Have you ever heard of an illustrator named Susie Toronto?
Yes.
Okay, she's an adoptive mother.
Yeah,
if you get a chance to pick up one of her books and read through it, because she talks about being an adoptive mother and thankful to the birth mother. And makes this wonderful connection to women. And I feel like
that's something I have to work on.
Yeah, I know. the thing about Susie Toronto is I actually got a book of hers for my birthday, and I read through it, and I'm like, this is an amazing person. And she's brought together so many deep feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mom's probably giving me this message about skin. Because
mm-hmm.
it's something she dealt with also.
Okay.
Did you just get a new car?
No.
Are you looking at cars?
My husband wants one.
Congratulations on your new car.
Great. Thanks. I'm trying to talk him out of it.
How come?
Money.
Yeah. We'll make more.
I know.
Money's just energy.
It's only money.
Money is just energy. And the more energy we put out, the more energy we get back. That doesn't mean work like a fiend. A long time ago, I worked for a man who gave me some really great advice. I was running around just doing everything. I was working like Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Works really hard. And he goes, Julie, you need to learn to work smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so look into the different avenues that you have for bringing energy or revenue or money, however you want to define it, into your life.
I'm dealing with depression.
Okay.
So.
Alrighty. Are
as
you seeing a doctor?
As soon as I get that under control.
Are you seeing a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. You remember what Janet was seeing?
I didn't hear that.
Veggies and green beans.
Oh, yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. When we put the right fuel in the machine can run better.
Mm-hmm.
So really look into nutrition. Look into what you're putting into your body because it'll really make a difference.
Okay.
Up here, we're in Alaska. where nothing's fun.
Mm-hmm.
except snow. we've really had to learn to adapt nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us are vitamin D deficient because when we finally see the sun, we don't spend enough
mm-hmm.
time in it. I know in the last year I've really started using supplements, herbal teas, vitamins, things like that, and my disposition has done a 180. I'm
mm-hmm.
a much happier person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes... It makes a bit... Find a naturopath or find an herbalist. A real herbalist. Don't go into a store that sells, you know, prepackaged things. Talk to an herbalist. Talk to somebody that knows plants. Rosemary Gladstar, have you ever heard of her?
Mm-mm.
Are you on the internet?
Rosemary Gladstar?
Yeah, Gladstar, like I see a star in the sky. Google her.
Okay.
She's phenomenal. She's like the guru. Her and a woman named Susan Weed is very good.
Okay.
I like Susan's catchy name. Hi, I'm Susan Weed. I'm an herbalist. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
No.
Janet, are you getting anything else?
Do you have a daughter?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I have to do in vitro to get pregnant. So maybe here shortly I will.
Because I'm getting a girl.
Cool. I've always been told I'll have a daughter.
Well, I'm getting that too.
Janet's pretty accurate.
By the way, Julie,
mm-hmm.
My name is Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Very good.
Good.
Good to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go eat a salad.
You always said, if you're a friend, say it at the last. So.
All right.
So
my
I
dear
said
friend,
it at
go
the
have
last.
A salad.
Pardon?
I said, my dear friend, Monica, go have a salad.
Now, I'll eat a salad, but
okay.
If it's broccoli and stuff like that, it's a family joke. If
okay.
It's green, and
if it's
no,
green,
Monica
it's
won't eat it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Monica,
so.
You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You
yeah.
too. And
yeah,
I'll finish listening to the show.
Okay.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Janet.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Wow, you're picking up on some good stuff tonight, Janet.
Oh, good, thanks.
Yeah, doing all right. Well, I want to talk about last winter a little bit.
Okay.
It
was cold.
Yeah, it was really cold, wasn't it? Brr. And to relieve that, one of the radio stations up here did that cool thing, the cabin fever reliever.
Yes.
Yeah,
quite well.
They had, what, 4 concerts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I came to 3 of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Janet. And they had, they did that just to kind of break the tension, because in January, we all go kind of.
Cabin fever.
We get kind of nutty,
crazy.
Yeah. It's because it's so dark up here in the winter. It's very dark and it's very cold, and there's not a lot to do if you're not a hockey player or a snow machiner and things like that, or you don't enjoy digging through the snowdrifts to take a walk. The concerts were a really good thing, and they were a lot of fun. Do you remember the first guy they had here?
Marty Stewart.
Yeah, and he came out in black leather pants?
Yeah.
He looked kind of cold, didn't he?
He did.
I don't think he was there.
I think his hair was froze, too.
His hair froze, yeah. He looked real good. Yeah, he was, I think towards the end, he started warming up and having a good time. Literally, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and because of these concerts, my husband and I even learned how to dance. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not real good at it, but we're learning.
In the right direction.
Yeah. We weren't running into people anymore.
There you go.
Now, what I wanted to talk about at these concerts was the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
Remember Tammy had her phone there and was taking all the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got some pictures in front of me. Tried to scan them, but there were like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of orbs in there.
I know, it was like they seemed like the orbs went in on the dance action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it was because there's pictures of the bands that I've got, and there's orbs above them, but there's nothing like, I mean, there's hundreds, literally hundreds of
like,
them.
They're like wall to wall.
Yeah. If you're listening and you want to see these pictures that we're talking about, you can go to one very unsuspecting MySpace page, which is the radio station that held the event. And if you search K-Bear, which is K, the letter K, Bear, B-E-A-R, 1041, go in and click on their concert pictures. They've got orbs all over in their pictures, and they probably didn't even notice it, which I thought was a really cool way to validate that the orbs were there. My favorite, or the one with the most, was the band called Heartland. And I wish I knew these guys by name, but I don't. There's one guy in the band, the blonde guy, who I think is the bass player. In these pictures that I have sitting in front of me, he has this huge, bright green orb in front of him. And in one, it's right above his head.
He's a friendly little dude, too.
He was amazing. They were all just really nice. They hung out after the concert. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. But you might point out, Julie, all of these pictures weren't taken by the same camera.
No, they weren't. And
skeptics
and
that are out there thinking that it's just the camera, it's on the lens or whatever.
Yeah.
They were all taken by different cameras.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if K-Bear gets there, if they have a photographer there, if they take people's pictures that they send in or what. But also, if you go into Heartlands, if you go into K-Bear's MySpace, which is K-B-E-A-R 1041, go in their friends list and then click on Heartland, and if you go in their pictures, there they are. There's more orbs. So I thought that was really neat.
I was also looking at some of the pictures that I took at the concert.
Uh-huh.
And I took pictures from my phone and from with a digital camera.
Uh-huh.
And there's orbs in all of the pictures.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yep. That was a happy night, too. Everybody seemed to be in a good mood.
Everybody was very happy. Here's what I have to wonder. We we had a house out there years ago that we had some activity. Kind of in that neck of the woods. And I have to wonder, all those little orbs out around on the dance floor, did they live there, or did they come in with people, you know?
I have to think that they come in with people, and
yeah,
they know when it's a happy time. And
yeah. Cause
I seem to see orbs in pictures where, like, some of my personal pictures, when we have family at the house and we're
mm-hmm.
playing ping pong and things like that, we can take pictures, and orbs are all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you brought the orbs.
Yeah, right. I don't think I have that many orbs with me.
I'm Janet. These
Maybe
are my orbs. Let me.
I wish. Yeah.
This one guy, though, that guy from Heartland, I mean, this one orb that I'm looking at, it is.
I
goes
think that
from
was his personal orb.
I think it was his personal orb, and I really want to ask him if his grandmother is crossed, because that's what I'm feeling like this is. It's always hovering around his heart chakra.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it's one of his. It's his
yeah.
personal.
Like he packed it up and brought it on the plane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are we going for a ride?
Yeah. Airplane ride? So... Now, when you're doing this, like when we're doing reading and we're connecting with the person, do you ever see any orbs or streaks or anything like that in your mind's eye?
Well, I did for that one lady today, the one with feathers.
Uh-huh.
Where I was getting feathers.
Yeah.
I was seeing orbs and things like that with her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, her energy was very different and very cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I wonder if K-Bear knows that they have a following from across the veil.
I don't know. They probably do now.
I double-dog dare you to call in and ask them live.
I don't know. Look out.
The gauntlet, my friend, has been thrown. Oh, look at the time.
Already, huh?
It's time for us to go.
Wow.
Janet, thank you.
Yeah.
It's been phenomenal.
So.
Everybody listening and everybody that called in, thank you very much. And Pierre? Hello to you down there in Ketchikan.
And hi, Jason.
Hey. Good night, everyone.
Good night.